good character, good spirit about us, and we certainly try and make sure that the opposition know that they've been in the game when they finish that final whistle. And I think it was the relief that we deserved today. I thought we played well, passed it well, just lacked a little bit of quality in terms of right pass off, picking the right body out when we're getting in good areas. But we kept on asking questions and ultimately got a justifiably equaliser.
A few months back you spoke about making this place a fortress, and it certainly seems you're very hard to beat here.
Well, we've got some real good results, and that leads to confidence. And when you look at who we've beat, Sheffield Wednesday, Hull, Brighton, drew with them, and now QPR, who should be one of the favourites for the division given the players and the budget they've got, then it's another positive result for us today. So players give everything they've got, show some good quality, and the spirit that is there that is required to try and get anything out of a game whenever it takes.
Yeah, you talk confidence, and you've certainly right time of the season to get it.
Yeah, look, we've got no pressure on us. We've just kept on reiterating to the players, look, go out and enjoy yourselves, express yourselves, and just see where it takes us. Today has been another good performance from individuals, collectively as a team. Nice to have a bit of a break now because we're down to the bare bones again, and I suppose no better game for when you come back after an international break than a local derby.
Fans have started to believe there is a chance you can make it into the playoffs. What about within the group?
Well, we've not even talked about it. All we've kept on saying is that see where it goes after every game. We can't affect other things. Nobody expects us to get to that level. But see where results take us. And we'll finish where we deserve to finish, as I said many times. And that will still be the case now.
Sometimes you need a little bit of luck. And I know QPR are saying Tom Clark could have walked this afternoon. Your view on that?
Possibly, yeah. I was maybe surprised that he didn't go. I think it was handball in the first place as well. The referee made a rod for his own back, making a lot of strange decisions for both teams. And look, nobody had a clue one or two things that it was decisions we were making. So, look, you get these breaks sometimes. We've had breaks go against us. But obviously, we were fortunate that it went our way.
One of the biggest cheers of the afternoon, I guess, was the one that came when Jermaine Beckford got up off the bench. Great to have him back.
Well, it is. It's been a long time without him. And he's been back with us about 10 days, 2 weeks. And we've eased him back in. He played 50 minutes in a in-house game on Tuesday. Looked nice and sharp. But it was always going to be sort of, 10 minutes at the most. We only had six subs available for the selection, with Hunt still being out and Brown is still out injured, and Joe suspended. So it was just psychologically nice for him to be around it. The support, as you obviously heard, the roar when he was warming up, and ultimately when he came on. So it's a massive boost for everybody. And well, somewhere down the line, he's got 2 weeks now to keep working on his stuff, and we'll see where we go with him in what we do with him.
How far off are the other lads that are still out at the minute? Any closer to being back in contention?
Well, Joe will be back for the Blackburn game now. I would expect Hunt and Brownie to be available as well, so that gives you a nice opportunity. It's nice to get this probably 2 week break, given that we've been with the bare bones over the last couple of games.
Is the break something that you need for that rest, or would you prefer to just keep rolling on now?
I could do with a rest, I'm full of cold, so I'm looking forward to having a few days doing not a lot. But I think we just need a rest, to be fair, because as I said, we've been playing a few games midweek and down to the bare bones with the lads. So they give everything. You've seen that again. They run themselves into the ground, so they'll get some time off as well as some work, and ready to lead up to a big game at Blackburn in 2 weeks' time.